The award-winning Mercedes-Benz Vito invites you to get this with Tony Martin and Dave Graney.
Dave is here as we ask the question, what is the greatest rock show you've ever seen? Have you got a few in?
I've got heaps. Excited.
Dave, welcome aboard. And by the way, we're really hoping we're going to be able to play one of your songs today.
Yeah, that'd be good.
It hasn't gone very well so far.
I don't want to upset the whole network, Tony.
That's our
job. I have the power.
You do. Naomi Robson, is she the next Renee Lawrence?
Oh,
is that Naomi?
Well, one of them.
Oh. She a mule. Is Naomi a mule?
That's the story.
Jeez.
She's the next darling of Denpasar. Full details coming up. We've got some more memories from 50 years of great television.
Excellent.
A bit of Crime Watch.
Good.
It's going to be a great edition of Get This. That is our promise to you.
The promises are dishonest. They are not affordable. They can't be delivered.
Oh, that's just... No, you're wrong.
No, you are an idiot. You're an idiot.
That's The Police, Every Breath You Take, here at Get This, around the nation, on Triple M. Good morning, everyone. I'm Tony Martin, that man over there, tasting the food in case it's been tampered with. It's Ed Cavalier.
Good morning, and it's fine.
Richard Marsland, he can push a button.
How you doing, Tony?
Push one now, if you would, for Dave Graney. Morning, Dave.
Hello.
You've arrived on, and normally it's all music when you come in, as you know, but I think the nation is concerned about, is it Naomi Robson or Naomi Robson?
Naomi, I prefer Naomi, Tony.
The Warders will be getting it right over in Denpasar.
Absolutely right. What's going on?
Oh, she's tried to sneak into Papua New Guinea.
Has she?
On a tourist visa with a crew. But I think it's the seven crates of makeup that have obviously... sprung her.
Busted her.
And so she's been taken off to Denpasar, and we're saying, is she the next Renee Lawrence?
Didn't she report the Steve Irwin tragic death in khaki?
She did. She had a lizard going on her shoulder.
And a crocodile just snapping at her feet throughout the entire bulletin. That's right. Well, now, I don't know what she's up to.
Does she get into character for every episode?
That would be so
That's
good.
A good idea. Mm-hmm. What, like in a shonky fridge repair man? She's just dressed as a fridge.
With her face pixelated.
That'd be good.
So she must have been up to something.
Oh,
there's
no doubt.
Could have been misinterpreted as bad behaviour there. Greatest...
Australia's darling journalist.
Is she... Most populous Muslim neighbourhood country.
Oh, she's going to be very popular over there.
What's the story?
Oh, political correctness gone mad. That's the story.
Of course.
What else
How
would it be?
How did I know?
Is she the new darling of Denpasar, the new Keira Knightley of Kira Bogan? We'll be finding out. We'll keep you up to date. What else is on the front of the paper this morning? Beasley on a racist path, says Vanstone. Get off that path.
Yeah.
That's my path. Stealing
the two of us, buddy.
That's right. We want to talk about music. What are the big music issues at the moment, Dave? I don't think we give music the coverage it needs on this program. We
don't usually have the Kim Beasley music whenever
we Oh, do you want to hear the Kim Beasley music? Yeah. Have you got that, Mr. Marsland?
Go for Rich.
Any opportunity, I think, yeah. That's got us fired up. I'd follow that fella anywhere.
We will be updating you on the various leaders' theme musics as we approach the election.
Mm. Like wrestlers.
Yeah. I think Tony Abbott, the Mad Monk, you get some really great choral stuff happening there. The evil satanic from some ancient Catholic
Satan
cult.
Annihilator.
Oh, yeah. Annihilator. What is the Annihilator story, Dave? We were playing a bit on the show the other day.
I am ignorant of this Annihilator. Is it a man or a woman?
It's an entire corporation, I think, dedicated to Satanism.
Is it from Buffy the Vampire Slayer?
I hope so.
Probably.
It could be.
They had an evil law firm who were in Angel, who were behind a lot of the evil in the world, and one of their leaders looked a lot like Ben Cousins,
the footballer.
He's a footballer from Perth, Tony.
Oh, and, yes, I'm across his file.
Does this show go to Perth?
It doesn't go to Perth, but we do get a lot of people listening on the streaming and podcast.
There's a noted drug dealer and colourful racing identity in Perth that they change Ben Cousins' name to.
Oh,
the
right.
Fremantle fans do.
Really?
It's very amusing out west.
Well,
I'm not, unfortunately, anywhere else in Australia. And you don't even know who he is anyway.
Oh, we'll leave it on the podcast. That bit, there'll be cacks in Margaret River.
And I can't mention the name of the colourful racing identity and drug dealer. So that's a bit of a black hole, that whole...
But how many colourful racing identities and drug dealers would they have to choose from? Hey, look, here comes John Howard. Sorry. No, that's just clearly an error.
I played in Perth recently. It is full of colourful racing identities.
And yeah, what is
every
that?
Itinerant thug in Australia has made it to Perth because it's got 14% growth and it's keeping the Australian economy going. And firing up John Howard, the Australian economic miracle, is all coming from the racetracks.
Wow.
And amphetamine factories of Perth and Fremantle. Brilliant. You do a gig there and it's like the old days, you know, the thrill of fear. Is there every moment, you know.
Wow.
People misinterpret any simple word you say and they say, you're picking a fight with me. You know?
But it's great. It's kept under wraps by the king of Australian radio, a man called Fred Boddicker.
Yeah, Boddicker's Bunch.
Really? Boddicker's Bunch is on a station over there. They've had 50 number one surveys.
51 apparently, because I know someone who's on air against him.
And really?
I said 51. 50 on air, 51.
He's the deepest voice in Australia. Yeah. It used to be when I first job I had in New Zealand radio, he was doing breakfast on the first ever FM radio station, and the rumour was 15 testicles. That's what people used to say.
Isn't that all to do with EQ, though, Tony?
Oh, no, he doesn't.
Your masterful Richard Marsland here and your other technical chap out the back. Can't you get the golden balls box of John Laws
golden
happening?
Balls? Yeah. How are his balls kept in a golden box, Dave?
Two handlers every morning. Put them in place.
Fantastic.
How are they, thine orbs?
Those fabulous globes. The greatest pair of globes I've yet seen.
Sire, how do they hang?
It's so good to have Dave here.
Oh, thanks, Dave.
Because it gives me an opportunity to try to play a bit of Dave's music.
I don't know about this, Tony.
It's a running battle.
I know.
The planets are in alignment in a very new state, Tony, with Pluto's recent...
Dismissal. Send off the
demotion.
Paddock.
Dare you upset the cosmos itself?
Pluto just wasn't testing well.
No, I wasn't testing well.
18 to 24s didn't care for Pluto.
Couldn't care less.
Wasn't gaseous enough, like Saturn.
No rings.
So, you know, we have a fantastic deal here. We pretty much get to do what we want.
Absolutely.
And we're very grateful.
Couldn't be happier.
But they won't let us play a bit of Dave Graney music. Not even a single note. I said, can't we play this one?
I love that one.
This is so good.
Brilliant. The words. Majestic. That's what I was looking for. I think I got it on that one.
But no, they said not a single note.
Fair enough.
Not a single.
Yeah. No,
you know who I'm talking about.
Oh, dear.
The monkey? Suits.
No. Oh.
Not the monkey. He's a paper tiger, that monkey. He's got no clout. He's all shop front.
How dare you?
Really pulling the strings, it's the suits.
Oh, yeah.
And we all know about the suits.
The suits don't wear suits.
Oh.
They haven't for ages.
Yeah.
It's true. The suits sidle up to you like knocks. When you're vulnerable.
Oh. I love that major seventh chord.
It's a great major seventh.
Mm.
Nice to see the Knocks getting a mention.
Heads up on the street, Joe. Street talk.
So I hope you're in a forgiving state of mind, Dave Graney.
Yeah. I am, yes.
I went into the music department.
Mm.
It's hard to find. Have you been down there?
No. I can't find it.
It's like the final sequence of the first Harry Potter movie.
Yeah.
Trying to find your way in there.
Snakes and ladders.
And I already look like Harry Potter, so that just freaks me out even more. I went in there and said, look, I know our listeners. They're not going to mind a bit of Dave Graney.
Yeah, you think you know our listeners.
I thought I knew, but apparently...
I don't know anything.
Oh. Very artfully done.
Je ne sais rien. That's right. I thought I knew it all, Dave. I really did, but no, apparently.
I don't know anything.
Mixmaster Tony.
Toasting. I'm not allowed to put a single note to air.
I don't know anything.
And that's why.
Now, have any of these songs gone to the people's jury?
The jury.
I should warn you.
Mm.
Front stacked with ZZ Top and,
they shave Mark their beards the off.
Fans.
They shave the beards off before they go into the jury room so you don't know how many Top fans are in there.
At the National Gallery, do they give pads and pencils to the people walking past and ask them to draw the pictures?
Good point, Dave. Good point. No, they do not.
No.
That jury.
They say, come in, look at the masterpieces.
How did so many new romantics get into the jury? We had Real Life the other day. I'm going, surely they're pirate shirts.
Come on, they're Australian new romantics. That was hard to be Australian new romantics.
That's true, that is true. You've got to give them points for that.
I'm all for Australian artists. Whatever.
You guys should do that.
Shirts they wear.
On tour.
Mm.
What if, Dave, you were playing?
Mm.
Tones, bit of tones, spoken word in between.
I'd love that, yeah.
Now we get something.
Yeah. That'd be great. Tony would be like the abominable Dr. Fibes, the Phantom of the Opera.
The power of the music of the night.
That's me.
That's you.
I'll mask up and I'll get out there and I'll go nuts on an organ. But in the meantime, here's Pink. It's Pink here. Get this on Triple M. Before
Thanks,
that,
Pink.
We heard a little bit of Dave Graney.
Mm.
Weren't supposed to, but what a back catalogue. Worth investigating if you're down the record shop.
If for nothing else, just find out what those narcs are up to.
Yes, well, I know what's going down on the street.
Yeah, you do, Dave.
I know what the word on the street is.
We need something about the word on the street. Obviously, we get a lot of our impressions of life on the streets from K-Fed and his lyrics.
How is he?
Who?
K-Fed is married to Britney Spears.
But he's America's most hated rapper. Like, he's self-proclaimed America's most hated rapper.
I do like him.
You like
from my limited knowledge, now you've explained who he is.
I'm assuming you didn't see him then on the Teen Choice Awards.
He is a bludger.
He's a bludger.
I really like that. You know, in our world of people having to work 110% for every inch of their lives, I love people who bludge.
Yeah.
It used to be a great Australian tradition.
You're right, actually.
Guys leaning on spades on the side of the road, staring at a hole.
Well,
brilliant.
I'm expecting that'll be K-Fed in about 5-6 years' time.
Yeah.
love jobs where you do nothing.
Well, he's got one.
I know there's plenty of them out there.
Car park attendant. A lot of my friends at university were car park attendants.
They get paid very little, though.
No, if you're working for the man, you get pretty sweet coin.
Terrible things happen in car parks. People take dumps behind cars and stuff.
Really?
I went back to my car one night. This woman was squatting down, and I said, "What are you doing?" And she was pulling her trousers up. I felt really bad.
And moments later, she signed you to her label.
Yeah. No, well, but bludgers, you know, I'm really into it. It was a great Australian way of life.
I have to say, if K-Fed had come out of the Teen Choice Awards, squatted down and taken a dump, it would have got more stars than the performance we saw on the night.
Yeah.
Remember when you were
a kid?
Was he
bad?
Well, remember when you're a kid when you might set up a sheet across the back wall of the lounge room and just do a few wacky impressions to impress your uncles and aunts, you know, like at Christmas time? Yeah, put on a bit of a show.
Real show, yeah. Your show ran for 3 hours, had an interval.
And there were a lot of props.
This is in New Zealand.
Holograms weren't
we
easy.
We had television.
Yeah, we're working on that. We had a photo of a stick for 3 hours a day. There was children's programming.
A jar with a potato in it, yeah.
That was when colour came in. They brought out the jar with the
jarry potato hour.
But those kind of shows, that's pretty much what K-Fed was doing on stage at the Teen Choice Awards. If his parents had been in the audience, they might have sympathetically applauded.
I said, no, it was good. I could hear people cheering.
Yeah, that was dubbed in, I think, later. Listen to this. He's now moving on to acting on CSI, as we know. We were wondering, what's he going to do? Is it body in stream?
Yeah.
That kind of thing. No, he's making his official acting debut, Kevin Federline, in CSI, in which he'll play, quote...
Can I guess?
What?
Fast-talking street hustler.
No. Arrogant thug named Pigman.
Oh,
did you just take it to piss? I've just got Linsky Kayfin to be the Pigman. You're Pigman.
What does he do? Is it like a Pygmalion story?
I don't know. All it says is Kevin, who's also an aspiring rapper... He's excited about his upcoming scenes and says it's the biggest honour to be on the show.
Really?
Yeah. I think K-Fed needs to look to the past. Don't you think, Dave? A lot of these younger people, they don't look back to music history.
Right.
And it's 50 years of TV at the moment. I've been in the archives.
How are we looking?
I found a clip, a fantastic clip, that I dug out of the ABC archives a few years ago.
Oh, yes?
From a show called...
Did you steal it?
I did steal it. On taxpayers' money, too.
Mm.
But we could... Play it here today. Ted Hamilton's New Wave was the show, early 70s. Who was Ted Hamilton, Dave?
He was in Division 4, was he?
He was a TV cop.
Mm,
yeah. Oh, okay. Type 1?
In marvellous, prematurely grey hair.
And no real upper body movement at all.
He might have been in Homicide, I don't know. But he
probably cameoed on
Tough
Homicide.
Guy? Yeah.
Tough Guy. Later was the genius behind the pirate movie.
Yeah.
Which you would have rented out at your video shop with Christy McNichol and Christopher Atkins.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
And they're in a barrel on the cover.
That's it.
Yeah, brilliant.
That was all Ted's idea. Had his own show, and what he loved to do was take songs that were traditionally sung by women and turn them into bloke songs. And I've got it now. This is a terrible recording. This will hurt your ears. At the beginning, it's quite irritating, but once Ted kicks in, you'll forgive me.
Oh, God.
Just play a bit of this. This is the start of the show.
ABC Television presents Ted Hamilton's New Wave.
It's on the ABC.
With Brian May and the ABC Melbourne Show Band. The Bert Shaw Dancers. With special guests Andy Maddick and Tony Pantano.
Yeah!
And now, ladies and gentlemen, Ted Hamilton.
Here he comes, the widest lapels imaginable. Check this out.
She's a woman, hear her roar. In numbers too big to ignore.
She's a woman.
She knows too much to go back and pretend. Yep, she's heard it all before. When she was down there on the floor. And no one's ever gonna keep her down again.
You're listening to Triple M.
Oh, yes, she is wise. But it's a wisdom bound with pain.
Hello, ladies.
Yes, she paid the price. But look, have a look at what you gained.
Have a look
at if you had to.
Yes.
You can do anything.
That's true. Why?
You are strong.
Yes.
You are invincible.
And of course...
You're a woman.
You're a woman, and what you're missing is the kind of creepy wink to camera.
As he's saying,
you're a woman. Is that a tradition going? What sort of music tradition is that, Dave? Changing the gender of songs.
But Tony, what about all the furious activity in that clip there? You have the ABC show band, Tony Pantone dances, ambition of Ted Hamilton. What gets produced at Australian TV now, 50 years later? There's one camera. There they are out there. Yeah.
We're being filmed. Why are we being filmed today? Is this evidence?
Yeah.
One camera on a guy in a broom cupboard, and that's a TV show.
It's called Creep.
What happened?
Dancers moved on. What were the
That's very true. What Dave's saying is true. Ted Hamilton would finish his show with a 6-minute Rod McEwen style epic poem.
Really?
You know, where's that on Quizmania?
Tell me something. It's coming. Were the dancers, what were they called?
It was Tony Pantano, wasn't it?
Tony Pantano was involved. Certainly.
So he was the head of the dance troupe.
Oh, no, Tony Pantano was singing away. I'm not sure if they were his dancers.
He has a daughter who sings around town.
Yeah. And what were they doing in that clip, the dancers? Working hard for the money?
It certainly were. It was a booty fest. It was
really?
Just one piece costumes.
Really?
And a lot of, it's a sort of dancing you might see in an ad for a restaurant that has a lively show and a smorgasbord, if you know what I mean.
I'm with you.
You getting it now?
Plastic grapes on the roof, an old wheel from a ship, with some nets.
It was a top shelf show, yeah.
But why are we being filmed? What's going on out there?
It's a show called Creature Features on the ABC.
That's not the one where they have the plasticine animals with people's voices, is it?
The red and the blue.
It might be. That's weird. No, I don't think it is. It's ABC.
No, not that. We're not being animated. What are you talking about?
What's going on? No, I was
okay, so the deal is that you're not filmed enough. I'm watching TV last night.
The kids. And
Antics Ahoy with Ed Cavalier.
Why, what?
On Thank God You're Here.
Oh, yeah.
Go to the ads. There he is again. I've finally seen the KFC ad.
Bad, isn't it?
It's good. Yeah.
It looks like I'm wearing some kind of hair helmet.
Are you Gus or Dave?
I'm Gus, unfortunately. You know?
Do you get like a lifetime supply of that stuff?
No, you don't.
You know it's not. It's not really chickens, is it?
Oh, of course it is.
I believe the conspiracies that they breed these organisms. Allegedly.
I did a Pizza Hut ad for Japan 3 years ago where I played Chandler from Friends. I played a hilarious trick on the guy that played Joey, who was he's in the new Jessica Simpson film clip.
Yeah.
So our careers have gone different ways.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He's mucking around with Jessica Simpson, and I'm staring at the windswept Richard Marsland. I prefer where I am. The hilarious joke was he was trying to pick up a girl. I sat down and kissed him on the cheek.
Yeah.
Place went crazy.
Is that right?
Yeah.
So you are dealing with Dickinson?
No, and for a while my face was on the Pizza Hut box in Japan.
What, so you're not, and now you've got a film crew following you about? What is this?
No, it's for this thing, like
the Cavalry Channel.
It's new. It's new. All
are you like a, yeah, are you a, like an ambitious K-Fed in waiting?
He's a TV hopeful. That's TV what he hopeful.
You're a latent K-Fed.
And you say, did Ed get a lifetime supply of chicken? You don't need a lifetime supply of chicken you're not actually biting the burger. If you just go, and miming, it's obviously that is a lifetime supply.
What do you think of the ad, Tone?
If he bit the burger, the continuity person would have to come up between takes and
that's
pick
right.
it out from
true.
Between his
absolutely
teeth.
Absolutely right.
It's all about continuity.
You can't do it.
It wasn't as shocking as I was expecting, given all the jokes on this program.
Really?
But I don't think it's one for the time capsule.
Mm. No.
I mean, trying to be fair here.
Okay.
Allegedly, it does, it's very hard to digest that kind of sweet dough ball. In confined spaces can be quiet. Socially unacceptable explosions of fetid methane expelled from a person's ass. That's what I've found.
Remember when
on my days in the past when our bass player would always eat a bucket of it on the way back from Sydney. The rest of us too hungover to put the plug in his rectum for the rest of the trip. Not our bass player.
Life on the road.
Yeah.
Those were the days. Sweet days.
Clearly. Open a window in that van.
Yeah.
We are going to get the van on the road. We're going to talk about great rock shows. I'm sure you've seen a few, Dave.
Not many.
Put on a few, Dave.
Oh, I've put on many, yes.
There we go.
But I haven't seen them. I've been them.
Let's get the flash pots fired up. That'll be next on Get This.
Get This.
More than disappointing, it's a matter of concern, and it's a bit too early for me to make any judgments as to how this happened, but it is being very carefully investigated.
For the award-winning Mercedes-Benz Vito on Triple M.
Oh, look, it's Get This around the nation on Triple M. I hope you're enjoying the program if you're in Brisbane, Adelaide, or Melbourne or Sydney. Brisbane, it's a new regime up there, Ed. I mean, you're from Brisbane.
I am. Disneyland.
It's, you know, back in the beat. I mean, was the Springborg flag card ever going to work?
No.
Dave Graney's with us. Flag and Springborg.
I played in Brisbane recently. That is a rough place.
A rough place?
Fortitude Valley, where all the rock clubs are. Yeah. It is like a barroom brawl in a Western. It is incredible.
Cool. I love the Valley. It's the only place where I actually had someone open their coat up and offer me watches.
No, they did.
They did! I was coming out of Fletch.
Boy!
1986, Fletch, coming out, bloke's going, you want to buy some watches?
And he said,
It's
of course
good.
I bought some.
It's good-natured, like, chair crashing over people's heads. And
it's celebratory.
It's good.
They were infected with Springborg fever.
Yeah. It's like Australia, you know, feeling good about itself and, you know,
do you have
irreverent.
Any songs, Dave, that inspire a good old-fashioned chair cracking?
No. I do like it when a bit of that happens.
You
know, it just makes you feel part of, you know, just the energy of the moment.
There you go, people. Next time you're at a Dave show, bring your own chair. Smack someone with it.
We have a merchandise stand which sells chairs and bottles, which you usually only get on film sets.
Oh, Breakaway!
Yeah, so few films are made that we got a warehouse full of them.
That is a great idea.
People can just have fun. Just have fun with it.
Everyone gets a Breakaway chair and a candy bottle.
Excellent idea.
And then at a certain point of the night, cue the harmless barroom brawl.
It's a top night out.
That is our best idea of the show
that's
so far.
Amazing.
Yesterday, we solved the energy crisis and the child obesity crisis.
Easy.
One of our listeners called up, said, fat kids on treadmills. Two birds, one
stone.
Up
to the grid.
But you know how John Howard's always telling us to move on. You know, we played in Brisbane a couple of weekends ago at a poetry festival. The poets are all still bashing each other up.
There's nothing like a poetry fight.
Walk down the street the next morning over the drying vomit in the morning sun, and you go to the same streets that they were battling over the night before furiously, and they're all acting like Melbourneites, you know, having their lattes in the sun. They think that's what we do down here all the time. We're going to Brisbane, are we?
We are going to Brisbane.
I love Brisbane.
I mean, the thing about this show in Brisbane is, I mean, I don't know whether I was behind the Flegg Springborg card, But in a way, I was hoping they were going to win because they're just so much fun to say.
Yeah, Flegg and Springborg.
Flegg and Springborg.
Brisbane was your entry into Australia, wasn't it,
Tony? That was where I had to learn everything about Australia.
One day you had your jar with a potato in it. And what was the other thing? He had the
a photo of a stick.
And he's making shadows against the
against a sheet.
Yeah. Yeah. And then next minute you're in Brisbane.
In Brisbane.
With Joe Bjorke-Peterson and...
Yeah, the Russ Hinds era. Yeah. I was living in basically Travis Bickle's flat with a big stack of Neighbours episodes and the station manager at FM 104, now Triple M, saying, don't come back to work till you get rid of that ludicrous accent. Yeah, this will be gone in a jiffy, don't worry.
That is tough love.
It's tough love. Yeah. Now people are encouraged to retain their New Zealand accent.
Yes.
That Alan Bro, for example.
He's Kiwi-ass.
Mm. But look, enough of this. Let's get to some music. Dave loves a bit of music. What have you prepared, Ed Cavalier?
For you, Dave, today, I'm playing sort of a guitar-based rocky thing. Mm. You know, it's free jazz. Mm. Look, it's free jazz.
You've got no idea what you're about to play, do you?
It's free jazz. 2, 3, 4. I'm just playing Emotions, Dave.
So jazzy. Like,
and now I'm playing Colours. This is called Blue.
It's the bassy sound.
Hitting the snare.
Yeah.
We're in Kansas.
High.
It's the Oils here at Triple M on Get This, brought to you by the Mercedes-Benz Vito. Dear. Dave Graney is here, Richard. That's not going to impress him.
No, I know. Good. I can't fill in for Claire at any time soon.
Yeah.
No?
I like that electronic drum kit you've got set up there, Richard.
Charlene 5000.
Yeah, he's got the Madonna kind of microphone.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, it's good.
Claire Moore would kick the crap out of you if you tried any of that drum machine nonsense on her. No. Seen her do it.
Yeah.
She can throw a punch, that woman.
Really?
Oh, she kills people with electronic drum kits. Yeah,
yeah, as does Naomi Robson.
Naomi,
we're saying free Naomi Robson. She's over there in Denpasar. She did tell the Warders.
I do my own hair and makeup.
So that's a boom. They won't have to get someone in.
That thing that we saw about her on YouTube. It's the best she's ever looked.
See, that's really interesting. They've put this thing up on YouTube, and it's all these bits off air of Naomi mucking about and swearing and kicking ass.
She's having a go at the stories. Mm. At one point she says, if you believe that, you're as stupid as I think you all are.
And you go, oh, this will be funny. Let's all take the piss out of Naomi. Yeah. Ed and I are watching it going, wow. Is that what she's like? Why isn't she like that on the show?
It's hot.
You were barring out.
We weren't doing the Gavin Wood. We weren't going the full Gav. But I have to say, why is she like that, you know, off here? That's what she should be like on here.
It's quite a good show. Right.
She'd be kicking ass every night.
You know it. All right.
That would be a show.
It will happen.
It will, but in the meantime, there's always the podcast.
Ah.
The Get This Bacon Filled podcast.
It's
a two-pod week.
Is it?
It's a two-pod week.
What have we got?
Well, firstly, you've got the standard Bacon Filled podcast.
Yes.
I think, does it feature any...
Goosey Sampson.
No, that was last week. No Goosey this week. I think this week we've got a bit of Borny.
Ah, good.
There's a bit of Wayne Hope, a bit of your friend Josh Lawson.
Homeboy.
Oh, he was fantastic. Oh, thank God
you. Oh, yeah, he was good, wasn't he?
He was great.
Yeah.
Kim Beazley talking about cheese again.
That was the bizarrest thing you've done so far.
Beasley
cheese. Yeah, I really liked it.
It was very
long
late at night.
Long pauses. It was great.
People love a bit of cheese talk.
They do.
Lockie Hume.
Lachey.
Explaining how Superman cuts his hair. It's all on the latest podcast. What is it, Ed? What is it?
I'm concerned for the Snatto.
No Snatto!
Come on!
We've got to get him in here. That's the problem. That's why he's not in the podcast. He's not in the show.
The long-suffering Snatto fans picketing the station. Why?
There's 30 podcasts up there. We now have 30 in the library.
Really?
It would take you a week to listen to them all. And listen to this, Dave, not just the standard podcast. Mm-hmm. You've got the Burtcast, the Fleetcast, the Smithcast for Kevin Smith fans, and now the Birminghamcast.
The Birminghamcast.
Mm. John Birmingham fans demanded it, so the whole Birmingham episode, that thing where I was on hold at Telstra, that's all up there.
Fantastic.
Is there any time left for the remaining of this program? Let's get up a mountain, please. Here, so we want to talk about music.
We want to talk
about great rock shows.
Yeah.
Stuff that you've seen on stage with a bit of theatre.
Yeah, not just your music, but the show that went along with it.
Mm.
That's what we're talking.
What do you think of in that genre, Dave?
Oh, well, there's a group from Sweden, I think, called Turbo Negro.
Oh, yes.
And they're really great. They rarely come to Australia. They so rarely come here that there's, like, tribute acts to them.
Is that right? And, Turbo Negro tribute band.
Yeah.
What's that?
I think one played the Toad a few weeks ago, but I read a great interview with him, and they said, because they broke up and then they got back together just to make some money. And they said, you know, we read an interview with this band saying, every gig we give 110%. It's got to be 120%, otherwise it's nothing. And he said, and, you know, we had a meeting and we thought, if we can't get by with just giving 60%, it's not worth it.
It's too much math.
So that's what music is all about, I think. And like we were talking about bludging before, the Fauves, a great band from Melbourne, have a great record out at the moment, and they have a single called I'll Work When I'm Dead. And it's quite anti. It has a lot of... It's got a beautiful sound, but it's got a lot of anti-John Howard stuff, which is to be applauded. But I love to see performances that are kind of on the edge and a little bit wrong. And once played a gig with a group called The Gun Club in London. And their singer, the late Jeffrey Lee Pierce, was really, really unpredictable character. And he just kept drinking so much. And it was quite a beautiful venue, the Lyceum in the Strand in London. London intelligentsia press, they're waiting for him, and they do this song called Sex Beat where the band goes bang 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 bang, and then they bang 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 bang, and they wait for him to come back in. And they were going for like 2 or 3 minutes, and he's nowhere to be seen, and they're all looking for where he is, and he's crawled under the drum riser with his bottle of wine, and he's just drinking it, and then he's got his microphone and he starts playing a solo on the top of the bottle, and the manager and the road crew after this are going, oh man, Jeffrey's gone too far tonight. And, but it was very memorable.
I loved it.
Unpredictable.
I think Shane McGowan did a show in Melbourne recently, or might have been a year ago now, where he did the whole show just lying on the stage.
Right.
Talking into the mic from a crouching, curled up on the floor, fetal position.
At uni, Machine Gun Fellatio came and played in the bar. The bar had just reopened, and it was packed to the absolute rafters. And that song, there's a song called Unsent Letter, which has got quite a nice little sort of keyboard intro, slow intro. And every time the singer tried to do it, because one of the guitarists was humping the keyboard so hard that he couldn't keep his fingers on the right keys.
Oh, wow.
And that met with probably the most rapturous applause I've ever heard in a gig.
Now they have to do it every show.
Yeah, now they have to do it every one. And Hedwig's on at the moment. Hedwig and the Angry Inch.
Oh, yeah. It's a good film.
It's a great film. Mm-hmm. And it's on in Melbourne at the moment. I'm probably touring around some more. And it is fantastic. The stage show is excellent.
Yeah.
Songs are great.
Do you tolerate that from your band, Dave, as a band leader, humping the keyboard? What would happen there if that happened on one of your shows?
I wouldn't tolerate it, no. That would get the sack. Get out.
Pretty tough on
get out.
That person.
Get out.
Get out.
Sorry, Dave.
Sub someone else in. obviously.
One of the only pleasures of having a band is sacking people.
Oh, really? Right.
Often young people write to me with advice on about music, and I say, sack somebody in the band.
Do you do that thing
let them back in later if you want to, but it's one of the only joys you'll have, sack them now.
Because I remember, I don't know if this is true, but George Miller, the Mad Max, George Miller, he got some advice from Jack Nicholson when he went to Hollywood to do Witches of Eastwick, and Jack said, you just hire a couple of people who you're going to sack on the first day. Like, they know that's what's going to happen. You hire a couple of people, and then their first days, you sack them on the first day. It freaks everyone out. No trouble for the rest
of
the day.
Excellent. That is man management, Tony.
I don't have time to go into the number of TISM shows I've seen that have been quite over the top, and I pretty much lost a tooth at a TISM.
I was going to say, what happened?
Oh, someone chucked a $2 coin, hit me in the tooth, and this was a week after the $2 coin had been introduced.
Oh, right.
I think the band were encouraging it. And I remember calling up a talkback show, the one where the bloke goes, not on my watch.
That's awesome.
As an elderly pensioner claiming that I'd lost a tooth at a TISM gig and that this wouldn't have happened with the old currency. But that's going way back. We want to hear stuff recently it's a wide...
Whenever people have seen a good bit of rock sort of, you know, theatrics, we want to hear about it.
And do we have a prize, Ed Cavalier?
Oh, yeah.
yes, ladies and gentlemen, a very relaxed prize king today. We've got your DVDs, your Clint Eastwood DVDs on DVD for available for a limited time. Today we've got The Deadpool, starring Jim Carrey, miming Welcome to the Jungle. We've got Magnum Force, starring a bunch of people, and The Enforcer, starring some others.
Oh, there's so many good Clint titles out there in the Clint Eastwood collection. You'd have a few of those on your shelf, wouldn't you, Dave?
Always.
Josie Wales, that's a beauty.
Yeah. You want?
Yeah.
They got
Bronco Billy.
Oh, yeah.
I love that one.
Where's the one where they paint the whole town red, literally? What was that one called?
Paint Your Wagon.
No, it wasn't Paint Your Wagon.
Pale Rider.
No, I can't remember what it was called. I feel terrible.
That's not like you, Tony.
No, that's not like me, and I'm not going to let that xylophone music
feeling all right,
stop
Tony?
Until I think of what it is. High Plains Drifter!
Yeah,
that's what I'm thinking of. Woo!
There we go.
Call us up. Is there any time?
Yeah,
do we have to go straight to the callers?
No, we got time.
All right, give us a call.
1-3-3-5-3.
1-3-3-5-3. That's Santana and Steven Tyler here at Get This on Triple M. Dave Graney is with us as we ascend a certain mountain. Great live rock shows. Who's got one, Ed?
So many people calling up. First, I just want to say good day to Adam with his Sydney Kiss concert. Julian with Roger Waters walked off stage. Colin Hay stinks. Too many to get to.
Colin Hay stinks?
What?
Right. So Colin Hay?
Yeah.
Sting.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. We don't want any trouble.
Luke is with us.
G'day, guys. How are you going?
Excellent. So what happened at the gig?
We went to the Great Big Bike Ride about 10 years ago now, and the Screaming Jets and were playing at an underage gig, and Dave Gleason was that drunk he spewed up on stage and had to be carried off.
Oh, how early on in the show was that?
Probably about half a dozen songs into it.
Fantastic.
Yeah, they stopped their songs. They stopped the gig for about half an hour while they went out and drank water for about an hour, and then, yeah, came back on.
That's nice.
I tried to change my name to David a few years ago, and Dave Gleason wrote a very abusive letter into a Sydney music mag.
Is that right? Because
I'd always been, you know, I'd enjoyed the kind of the music of the Screaming Jets for many years, and I love the way they operate. But so it's very unkind of him to do that. But I had known many years before I was in a dressing room in Newcastle, and it had so many band room graffiti, which is like being in a caveman society.
Yeah.
Just pictures of cocks and tits, and you know, we played here, and you know, shagged all the girls, etc. That it was just black, and I wrote in little letters up there, "If only one could pork oneself, Dave Gleason." So I knew that was waiting there like a bomb waiting to go off for him one day.
Fantastic.
So I don't know why he got upset with me, because I always like the Screaming Jets. Sorry, let's carry on.
But somewhere on the fantastic Dave Graney Show website, there is a great piece of writing where you explain your thinking behind Dave versus David.
Oh, yeah.
What's the thinking, Dave?
You've got to go and read it.
All right, we'll go and
read it. One of many great discoveries on that site. Who else has been to a great show?
John, how are you?
G'day, guys. How you going?
Excellent, sir. You're a great geek.
We went to a Paul Young concert where he ran along the front of the stage and dropped to his knees to slide along and sing, and he fell off the front.
That just makes it all worthwhile.
Yeah, that's great. That's great.
That's so rock.
Can I ask for a cocktail?
In videos, that wouldn't happen, but in real life.
Paul Young. I just believe for the first time ever one of our callers has requested a dovetail.
Oh, what would you like, John?
Yeah, can I ask for a dovetail? Up with that pink shirt that Ed Cavalier wears in the
cave. Okay, look, that's clearly not my. It's clearly not my shirt, John.
It's Gus's shirt.
Yeah, it's Gus's shirt. Gus is a fictional character who's into burgers, you know. But you're absolutely right. It looks shocking. Thank
and
you
John,
for bringing it up.
Have you tried eating a burger the Cavalier way?
No, I always tend to get it in my mouth.
Mm. Oh. Ouch.
Thank
Ouch.
You, sir.
Lovely to talk to you, John. Hello, Chris.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good.
Excellent. Your sweet bit of rock?
My sweet bit of rock was the big day out earlier this year in Sydney, and it was the mighty return of the Beasts of Bourbon, and they all came on stage with blue singlets, looking like they've been, you know, lubricating themselves a little, and an audience member sensibly threw a tennis ball straight at Tex Perkins' head, to which he caught it right in front of his face, looked back in the crowd, and let's say no one was speaking at that point in the crowd, there was a lot of fear, and just said, "I should play for the country." And then they just went straight into one of the most blistering shows ever.
Wow, that's good.
Very good, yes.
Have you played with the Beasts, Dave?
Yes, many years ago, yes.
And are they genuinely beasts, or is it just a clever name?
They are genuinely best, yeah. It was, yeah, we played on one with a Big Day Out in 97. It was great because they would always build up the tension before the show. And every show from them was like over-the-top boys in the 1914-18 war. This kind of fog of dry ice, and the diggers march out with their guitars in hand. And it was always all or nothing, and their shows are still like that. And then they'd come off stage, and their dressing room would be like in a cartoon, like a fight going on.
Right.
But yeah, but Tex is an incredible one. I remember he came off at the Sydney Horden Pavilion, and there were people in his dressing room, and it was a wooden door at the Horden Pavilion, and his head came through it, snarling at the people inside. Just as they'd finished, he walked off and poked his head through a wooden door.
He is Tex.
It was quite incredible, yeah.
Fantastic. And he's got a new record out with Tim Rogers.
Tim Rogers.
TNT, which is fantastic. And among other things, they do a cover of Turn Me Loose by Loverboy.
Hello.
Can we top that one?
Yeah, lucky last. Hello, Peter.
G'day, guys. How's it going?
Excellent, man. Tell us what happened.
Went to the Falls Festival gig a couple of years ago, and the Living End was playing in front of a crowd of about 14,000 people. About halfway through a song, someone threw a shoe on stage and nearly knocked out the bass player.
Whoa,
wow. They just stopped the song halfway through, and they just turn around and say, come on, for God's sake, who throws a shoe?
Yeah, a little better behaviour, please.
Yeah, that's the one.
You're at a rock festival.
Yeah, please.
Stop.
little decorum. Thank you, Peter. That's it. Thanks, mate. Thanks for the call.
Yeah, we don't like to see a lack of civility in a rock festival. Yeah.
Absolutely not. That's it. That's everyone. But I want to plug something you can get on your YouTube. Go to YouTube, search Soy Bomb. And you'll see that great bit where Bob Dylan's playing 1998 MTV, and a guy runs on stage shirtless with the word "soy bomb" written on his chest, goes off for about a minute, and then just then kind of quietly walks away.
Oh, that is a great. Where are they now? Soy bomb.
Was that with the cereal pest?
I reckon the
Is the cereal pest?
The cereal pest, Peter Hoare and Soy Bomb need to get back together and go on the road.
Super group.
Sounds like a full breakfast.
Soy bomb up the guts.
A full
excellent
breakfast. All right, time to shoot out of here. That's what we've got to do. Dave, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me, Tony. Thanks, Ed. Thanks, Richard.
An amazing back catalogue in the shops. Get yourself any kind of record with the word grainy on it from the past 20 years you know, your ears will thank you later.
It's science.
It is science. Mm. And with a bit of maths thrown in.
Science.
And we're going to be, what are we going to be doing tomorrow on the show? I think we're finally going to be getting to a lot of these great emails we've been
Let's
sent.
Do some emails.
Thank you to everyone who called in. Yep. Dave, anything to plug at all?
I'm doing a show in a theatre in November. No mics, just me and a piano player in a room.
Oh, that's hardcore.
That's good to me. I'm going to throw a shoe.
Keep your shoes on. And I think our key phrase today was simply free Naomi Robson.
Naomi.
And we'll be back tomorrow to wind up the week with Matt Quatermain. And it's all thanks to the award-winning Mercedes-Benz Vito. Or Guzzi.
That's what a gay fool does.